It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So yesterday, we're wrapping up the show. We're doing a little bit of crossover, Stakey and Drew Butler. We're kind of chopping it up on all the Falcon stuff. Me and Bo are just, we're ready. We're like, hey, let us out to practice. Want to see some pads banging out there. We were talking to Kyle Pitts, which you'll hear in about 15 minutes. And, you know, we're thinking Miss Credentialed Media Member over here, Channel 2, is going to be following us out. And she just throws the bag over the shoulder, and she's like, I'm out.
It's a goodbye.
Yo, hey, no, the field. Allison, we've been here before. The field's this way. And she's like, no, I'm going surfing. Dude, of all things, of all things that could have hit my ears in that moment, I think surfing was the most shocking. Tell us and tell the people what exactly you were doing yesterday and where.
I was going wake surfing at Lake Lanier, so before everyone freaks out,
okay,
it's great. You go in the morning, there's not a lot of people.
It's
but yeah,
very, very glassy in
there's
the
like a whole. So when I moved here, so I love surfing, grew up surfing. There was a surf team in high school that I was on. We competed in California, the Nationals, all that stuff. Yes, Jersey has waves. Everyone's like, Jersey has waves? Yes, we have waves. So fun fact, whenever I move somewhere, I try to find things. When I was in Colorado, I was on the Meetup app trying to find things I put in surfing as a joke. Found river surfing, which
yes,
is awesome. I met them. I did it. Did a story on them. So cool. So here, I was doing the same thing. I'm like, I miss surfing. I mean, we're close to the beach, but it's like 4 hours. So I put in surfing, and I came across Surf ATL. So it's a whole group called Surf ATL, and they have boats, and anyone that wants to, you can go out, you sign up, and you can go wake surfing, and they teach you how to wake surf, and it's such a cool group of people and a community. And then I started talking with them, and they're going to build a surf park here in Atlanta. And everyone's like, what? A surf park? Yeah, like Kelly Slater style. And it's awesome. Like, let me see if I can. He told me where it's going to be. It's going to be, what did I say? It's somewhere right in Gainesville.
Yeah, it's got to be Lake Lanier up in the north end.
Now,
right? Browns Bridge Road is what you said.
Yes, Browns Bridge Road. That's what I said.
This wake surf group.
Yeah.
So what is that into? Can I just like drive up there and say, hey, I want to join your group? Do I have to have a boat? Like, what
no,
do I
No, you
need?
Don't need a boat. You just got to go online.
You
got to
know the right people.
Yeah, well, you go on their Instagram, and then you can sign up. Like, every month they release dates. They have a really cool one where you can do like, it's all girls. It's mostly on like Sundays. So you can do Sunday morning. They do some in Altoona too, or Sunday nights. And they take you out for, you know, you sign up, you pay like a little fee, and then they teach you it. And they're so cool because I surf, and wake surfing and surfing are a little different. Like, they're one in the
slightly,
same.
Yeah.
You've wake surfed before, right, Mike?
Yeah. Well,
it's also different than wakeboarding. Everyone's like, wakeboarding?
Well, I attempted it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I wake surf. I thought about it.
I've actually wake surfed before. I've wakeboarded before too, but I wake surfed because it's. I think it's easier than wakeboarding.
Yes.
But it's also not as intense. I feel like wakeboarding.
Yeah.
Wakeboarding is a little bit more intense. I think wake surfing is more of like more fun.
What are you doing?
Relaxing fun. Does that make sense?
You're doing helicopter spins with your wakeboarding?
No, but it's just like wakeboarding.
Wakeboarding's hard.
You're literally as far back as you can be.
Yeah.
And it's rougher. It's much rougher. When you're wake surfing, Allison, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but you're just kind of riding in the middle of that wake and you're just back and forth and it's a little, you're closer to the boat.
But once you're good, you're doing like tricks in 360. Yeah. So the guy I was out with yesterday, Sean Harris and his wife, they're awesome. He actually like competes in like competitions. That's how good he is. And so I'm like, I'm going to start taking lessons from him because I was like, I want to be good at this. I need a new hobby. So I'm like, I'm going to go up once a week. Who knows? I'm going to become a professional wake surfing.
Wake surfing legend.
Did you do any tricks?
My trick was staying on the board.
I was going to say, dude, what are we doing here?
I did like one little carve. And in my head, I was like, that's so cool.
Oh,
I went and looked at the video and I was like, oh my God, that was not that good.
Look, for seven some odd years, I had a boat with a wake rack out on Lake Lanier. We would have a lot of fun. That was a lifetime ago, though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what happened. Something about kids and a family. I don't know what happened to me. And I became so uncool.
That gets in the way sometimes.
So uncool. It does get in the way.
But I love water. Give me a puddle and I'm happy. Like, you know, like, I just love it.
Hey, speaking of kids and a family, coming up on the other side of the break, Bo and I caught up with Kyle Pitts yesterday. It's his first training camp as a dad. Don't want to miss his answer about how much sleep he's getting during training camp. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.